Vyasadeva, who is the literary incarnation of Krishna, and puja means worship. Now in the Vaishnava tradition, it is customary that those who represent Vyasadeva, those who are spiritual masters, they are worshipped in this Vyasa Puja celebration. And since such a worship is such a revolutionary concept in our modern society, I feel it is only befitting to say a few words concerning this. Of course, those who are initiated devotees, they know already, but it may not always be 100% clear to even someone who is initiated. This ceremony is not a man worship, although it looks like. If we look at this situation, we will see a young gentleman, a man, coming inside the door, being garlanded, and sitting on a raised seat before an audience of worshippers who sing his name. So the eyes, this appears very much to be a man worship. But this is not the case. In this Vyasa Puja ceremony, the truth is worshipped. Now let me explain this. We pray in the song, which was also sung just now, that the spiritual master carries the clouds of which are filled with the rain. It's the clouds of mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who extinguishes the blazing fires of material existence. In this material world, we are in a blazing fire. It's a fire of misery. No one comes into a forest to intentionally set a fire, but the fire happens due to the friction of the bamboo. And from this fire, a whole forest is devoured. In a similar way, no one actually wants miseries in the material existence. But they come. Already this morning we were talking about the disaster and the gold crisis. No one wanted, and no one wants a third world war, because it means misery for everyone. No one wants death, because it means misery. No one wants disease. But they come, just like a fire within the forest. So when a fire breaks out, no man-made arrangement can bring this fire to a stoppage. It's not that you can bring your little bucket or even a fire brigade when a forest fire is raging. The only thing which can help at that moment is a monsoon clouds who extinguish the forest fire. So in a similar way, the miseries of material existence cannot be stopped by man-made endeavors. Our hospitals can't stop them. Our peace Our peace is great. The peace talks can't stop them. They come. Because material life means misery. Means to be struck or stuck in the forest fire. Only a God-made arrangement can help. On an individual and also on a collective level. And that's why we worship the spiritual master. Because he comes into in this arrangement of Krishna and brings that only solace which can help. He brings the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and instructs us how to follow them. The instructions which the spiritual master is given are the same. They are not changed through the millennia. In the beginning, Krishna instructed this science into the heart of the first created living being, Brahma. Tena Brahma Kridhaya. It was revealed to them in the heart. Brahma gave it to Narada, Narada gave it to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva was the first one who actually wrote down these divine instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vyasadeva gave it to his disciple, it came to Srila Madhvacharya, and after some time it came to Sri Lakshmipati Puri. Lakshmipati Puri instructed this divine science to Maravindra Puri, who gave it to Ishvara Puri, who gave it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the recent incarnation of Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to the six Goswamis, and in this way it was handed down to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who gave this same instructions which Krishna had given it, which were faithfully handed down to our beloved Srila Prabhupada, the founder of this great movement of extinguishing the forest fire of material life, this wonderful ISKCON movement. Srila Prabhupada, in turn, instructed this knowledge tirelessly to his disciples, and now, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, his disciples carry on this mission of spiritual masters as his loyal servants. Now, just like his Srila Prabhupada's disciples were expected by him to one day be the cloud or the clouds and plural which would carry the divine instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the forest fire of this material universe. Also, you all are expected to one day become spiritual masters. A spiritual master is not such a difficult task, as long as he only repeats what he has heard from his spiritual master. He is a divine peon. Peon means belief trigger. He brings the letter of Krishna to the needy people of this world. A spiritual master has not his own mercy to give. Just like the cloud has not created the water, he has taken the water from the ocean. In a similar way, the instructions of the Supreme, of the spiritual masters are identical with the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are not his own instructions. And that's why in the beginning it was stated that the spiritual master, or worship of the spiritual master, is not a man worship. It is the worship of the truth, which is given through the spiritual master. To make this point again very clear, the cloud just takes the water from the ocean. It's the ocean's water which the cloud gives. In a similar way, the spiritual master gives the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This point is very important to understand for those who come and observe this Vyasa Puja ceremony. This understanding also gives me, as a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, courage to sit here before all of you. If this would be the worship of my own personality, not a thousand horses could drag me and force me to sit here. Because that would be the height of arrogance and egoism. Two principles which are not followed by those who are in the Vaishnava tradition. So, on this particular day, the disciple expresses his heartfelt thankfulness. After some time, you who are disciples will come forward and express what is on their heart, their thankfulness. And this expression of thanks, the songs which you will sing, the flowers which you will throw, and other ceremonies, they will go directly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like the instructions are coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead down through the disciplic line and are then repeated by a present guru, in the same way, what the disciple brings towards that guru, the words of glorification, will not remain stuck at the person of the Guru. They will travel onwards to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual master is a transparent medium. So it goes both ways. Instructions come from Krishna and your service goes to Krishna. This is another very important point to make. Now, as I said in the beginning, almost shockingly to some of you, it is not such a difficult task to become a guru, and all of you will one day be expected to also become gurus. You will have to faithfully learn from your spiritual master the science of Krishna consciousness, and then give it on forward. This world needs a lot of personalities who work for the enlightenment of the people. Lord Chaitanya has formulated this: Yare deko tare koho Krishna upadesh amar avyan avyay Guru Han Tara Edesh. You become spiritual master and you repeat to everyone whom you meet the Krishna Upadesh, the instructions of Krishna. The instructions of Krishna are basically told in four points. Man Manha Baba Matpakto Majari man namaskuru man evaishasi satyante pratidhane priyasine. Man mana, all think of me, Mahabhakta to become my devotee. Majaji, worship me. Mom allows to bring your obeisances towards me. This is the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if you can repeat these instructions to whomever you meet, in whatever situation, you are acting as a spiritual master. Another very important instruction, Sarva Dhamam Parijajam. People should learn to give up all their entanglements to the birth of death. They should lay down their chains, and they should become, they should surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if you just can capture these instructions in your own heart, follow them to the best of your ability, and give them to those whom you approach in your Krishna conscious life, your life will be perfect. And I want to also say this to all of you. In this process of preaching Krishna consciousness, in becoming spiritual masters, there is no difference between caste, creed, gender, and so on and so forth. Everyone can do it to his capability. I remember one Vyasa Puja ceremony where Srila Prabhupada was telling a very nice shloka, which I also want to repeat here. How to preach. Vandanidhaya trinakamparayoni patya kritvacha kaku shatam etamaham bravini. He sarava sukalameva vihaya dura gauranga chandra charane kuru dhanu dhagam. Putting a straw between my feet. No, not people. This is wrong, for instance. Putting a straw between my mouth and falling at your feet, crying in distress again and again, I say, oh, nobleman, just leave everything far behind you and try to develop your love for the lotus feet of Lord Gaura Chandra. This is how we should approach the fallen souls. We should be very humble towards them and give them the best, which is Krishna consciousness. We can flatter them, but do not forget to make them into a devotee. So, in this wonderful auspicious day, where we remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his servant Srila Prabhupada, who brought this wonderful Krishna consciousness movement to us, we have a unique opportunity to become Krishna consciousness. All of you who are sitting here are not ordinary people. Prabhupada said, those who have contact to Krishna consciousness, they are liberated souls. It is because Krishna within your heart has inspired you to take to the process of surrender. That is a wonderful thing, a wonderful mercy. Now Krishna has appeared from outside to help you advance in your Krishna consciousness. He has appeared not only from antar, from inside, as a Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master in the heart who has directed you up till here. He has also appeared from outside as the instructing and initiating spiritual master to guide you back home, back to Godhead. So take this wonderful opportunity and become fully Krishna consciousness in this life. And whilst you're doing this, make the whole world, everybody extinguishing the fire of misery with these wonderful instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The last concluding word, I'm very, very thankful for all of you that you have not been afraid of the trouble to come here on this day. I'm feeling very shy today, only by speaking on the principle of Yasa Puja, I take a little courage to be able to sit here and go through the ceremony. But you are very nice devotees, every one of you. It's very thankful to have come in contact with you. Hare Krishna.